In the earliest days of network television, Sid Caesar was perhaps the funniest man on the small screen. Audiences of the 1950s laughed their way through Your Show of Shows and Caesar's Hour. Sid Caesar has written a memoir called Caesar's Hours, and there's a 3-DVD set of his old TV sketches. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visited Caesar at his home in California.
Calvin Trillin of The New Yorker says the best hamburgers you ever ate were the ones you ate when you were 14 years old. I think the same is true for laughter. My best childhood laughs were thanks to Sid Caesar.
Look, you want to know the names of the seven dwarfs, you come to me, the expert.
What?
Names of the seven dwarfs? Let's see. Doc, Dopey, Sneezy, Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy.
You sure there were seven?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive there were seven dwarfs. Doc, Dopey, Sneezy, Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy, and Weepy!
Today, 81 years old and frail from some surgery when we met, Sid Caesar is still funny. He remembered an old routine about World War II fighter pilots, Yanks against the Germans.
And the planes sound so mad. But the Americans...
In his Beverly Hills home, Sid Caesar recalled the first laugh he ever got. He played alto sax in his junior high school orchestra in Yonkers. The teacher asked him to do a solo.
And I was like, wow, why me?
He decided to play The Swan by Saint-Saëns. 12-year-old Sidney Caesar practiced hard. The night of the concert arrives. The big assembly hall is full. Terrified, he starts to play, and a spotlight blinds him. He stops, picks up his music stand, and walks to a different part of the stage, but the spotlight follows him, so Sidney Caesar moves away again.
And this time, the people started to laugh, you know? And afterwards, my father said, Sidney, what's the matter with you? You make a fool of yourself? But my brother Dave said, hey, you know, that's pretty good.
Caesar started out as a serious musician, studied at Juilliard and with a member of the NBC Symphony. It took some years to realize his future lay in comedy, not music. And the music helped his comic timing, his phrasing, his delivery. Here he is in a sketch with Carl Reiner and friends, still trying to remember the names of the seven dwarfs.
Pleading with you, not, I'm telling you, I saw the picture almost 50 times. Oh, I know there's a weepy.
You saw it wrong. No,
you want a bet?
Oh, don't be
George, there was a weepy. Okay.
Okay, there was a weepy.
Don't give me that winky stuff, will you, please?
That's it, winky.
Winky's a hamburger. What are you talking about?
They decide to bet on it, $100. Eventually, Caesar's character decides to settle the bet with a phone call.
Hello, Mr. Disney.
That's ridiculous. How could you ask me about
Mr. Disney, I'm Bob Victor from New York City. I'm calling direct from there. $3 call. You see, a friend of mine have a little wager. Yes, concerning $10,000.
What are you talking about?
He's a big man. You can't tell him just $100.
Yes, could you tell me, was the in the picture Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, was there any dwarf there by the name of Weepy? Well, does your wife know?
One of Sid Caesar's best-loved characters was the German professor, the man who knew everything. Knew so much, in fact, that Carl Reiner, as a studio executive, asked the professor to help solve some financial problems. The professor says, make a musical.
And we get the greatest composer there is. We get Beethoven. Now, you call up his agent. You call up Beethoven's agent, and you tell him,
Beethoven is dead.
Beethoven? Dead? Ludwig is gone? This is a shock. See that? You don't pick up a paper a couple of days, you don't know what's going on.
Your facility with language is quite extraordinary, Mr. Caesar. It must have taken years for you to get that mastery, that command of as many. You speak, what, it's Italian, you speak fluent French, fluent German, fluent coughing. How many other languages do you have at your fingertips?
Well, I can listen to a language for about 15, 20 minutes and then get right in. Each language has its own song, its own melody, like French is... morsure de drapeau de la mer, de l'île sur le milliard. Dachten wir, Anna, gab guten Abend und fragen wir aber Augen, recht bei Augenster, Bach fehlen sie unter den Gefällen gesandt.
What did you say?
Wo sa se rire? Und dann habe ich gesagt, dann beginnt er, Mamma mia, lo cosa ne scende carotolati. Ma non si ne vuole. E che la fotte di tu.
Oh, now I understand. We're almost done, Mr. Caesar. I just need to thank you for the laughter of my childhood and for reminding me of it. But I'd like to ask a favor of you, too, and it's to help me out with something that I do every Thanksgiving on this radio program.
Yes.
And I wonder if you could call upon your linguistic friends to join us here, and if you could just help me do, this is a recipe for a cranberry relish.
Il portuda mamastra malgu. Est-ce que vous entendez de cranberry, l'odile au wash, le morale, le small onion, sour cream, le cultivar, le mot de selevel, et cup sugar, le nid, le bon péato, le rose radish, le grain, le loup pour prendre le sang, on va aller au marvi, le augenblève, le frise, le andal, le chiva, le early Thanksgiving, le shocking, le pink, le pepper, le peps, le bismol. And why you get some hard wine from this boy?
And a bon appetit.
Bon appétit.
Sid Caesar. His new book is called Caesar's Hours. There's a new 3-DVD set, the Sid Caesar Collection, with classic sketches from his shows. And you can find an English translation of the recipe for Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish on our website, npr.org. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.